Next, almost 38 million Colombians are heading to the polls this Sunday for the presidential election. And while there are six candidates on the ballot, the race has come down to three men. And the frontrunner is Gustavo Petro. If elected, he would become Colombia's first leftist head of state. Solange Murjan has more.
If there's something that Colombians agree on, it's that it's time for a change. A recent poll showed that 75% of them feel Colombia is going in the wrong direction.
I hope for a change. It will be difficult to achieve, but it is absolutely necessary.
Colombia needs empathy on political issues and in general because of corruption, health issues, and people's lack of means.
Since the 2016 peace deal with the FARC, it is the economy that has become Colombians' top priority. 60% say that it's hard to get by financially. But that doesn't mean voters agree on who should win Sunday's first round among the trio of candidates that have a shot at becoming president.
I believe that the main challenge for the next president should be to unite the country and not to create so much polarization.
I fear a populist government. They tell a lot of lies, a lot of demagogy.
The frontrunner for Sunday's vote is Gustavo Petro. Former governor of Bogota, he is a leftist, and he's promised to provide free university education and to combat wealth inequality. Behind him in the polls is Frederico Gutierrez, a center-right former mayor who has the backing of Colombia's traditional parties. And then there's business magnate Rodolfo Hernandez. Running as an independent on his own funds, his campaign has been hurt by accusations of graft, which he denies. Either Hernandez or Gutierrez is expected to face off against Petro in a June 2nd round.